From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Rights activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns Tuesday in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 civilians. The strikes, apparently from government forces, come amid fighting in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the city Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity talks with Damascus on a political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salem Meslet, said there remain three unresolved issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire, you know, it's... He does not respect any agreement. He does not respect any even, you know, his allies. You know, Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement. But Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day. Tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said everyone knew the talks would be difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start. And the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Still, Kirby said the nearly two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria is generally holding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has recommended extending the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in the disputed Western Sahara territory for another year. He warned Morocco's expulsion of UN staff could be exploited by extremists. The UN mission has been monitoring a ceasefire between Morocco and Polisario rebels while trying to organize a referendum on the territory's future. Morocco expelled the UN staff after Mr. Ban angered Rabat when he referred to Morocco's occupation of the territory while visiting camps of refugees in Algeria. This is VOA News. In presidential politics, billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York State presidential primary election. Clinton celebrated with her supporters.
You proved once again there's no place like home. You know, in this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Clinton maintains a wide delegate lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for the Democratic Party nomination. Trump widened his delegate lead over rivals Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The next primary election races Tuesday of next week, five eastern states, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, aimed at ensuring that Iran gets the sanctions relief promised in the landmark nuclear deal reached last year. Iran's supreme leader has complained many businesses have avoided Tehran since the deal was reached. A senior U.S. military official warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that North Korea will eventually have nuclear-armed missiles capable of reaching all its adversaries, despite recent technological setbacks. The commander of U.S. Pacific Command's Army Forces, General Vincent Brooks, testified amid reports Pyongyang is preparing to conduct a fifth nuclear test.
I think that they're struggling with getting the program up and operational, but it's very clear through the parades that they've done, what systems they have, and some of the attempted launches that they have not had success in. Over time, I believe we're going to see them acquire these capabilities if they're not stopped.
Nominated to lead U.S. forces in South Korea, Brooks said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is not yet deterred by global sanctions over his country's nuclear and missile programs. Afghanistan doubled the death toll from Tuesday's Taliban attack in the capital, Kabul, to 64, with nearly 350 others wounded, one of the worst attacks in the Afghan capital in years. Most of the fatalities near security service offices and diplomatic areas were civilians. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday warned that launching an impeachment process against her will harm the country's political stability. The lower house of Congress backed the move for her impeachment on Sunday. Zambian police arrested hundreds of people in Lusaka Tuesday who attacked foreign-owned shops in a second day of violence and looting, prompted by rumors immigrants were carrying out ritual murders. There have been a string of unsolved murders that involve the removal of body parts. Zambia hosts thousands of Rwandan and Burundian refugees. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.